Alrighty, everybody, welcome to the fucking 420 Blaze It fucking human podcast. Ah, man, I haven't smoked weed in like a decade. But I'm Alex Atruck, your host, the one with the most titties. I got my wife over here.
I have the most titty.
No, that's good. And then we got Courtney from across the land.
Yep.
So, today is 420. I hope all you delinquents out there are smoking weed or vaping weed or eating weed or having weed on your salves or whatever the fuck you do now. Like, that's the thing that kind of, like, gets me all fucking weirded out. As a younger man, as someone that was young and just started smoking weed, we didn't have any of that. We didn't have, you know, vapes or gummies. You know, we might have like a brownie, a cookie, and then fucking just straight weed.
Oh, you were in the rough phase. Oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Like that's
yep. Pioneer. I'm so sorry, babe.
Oh, like we made fucking canna butter and we had no idea how strong it was.
Yeah.
We just fucking were like, either nothing will happen or you'll see God. One of the two.
Literally, your weed butter was so unpredictable.
And I loved it. It was great. It was the best.
It was the best, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I might make it again one day. Yeah, if
I'm never doing weed butter again.
What, you don't want to fucking...
It was nasty. It got me high, but it was nasty. It was nasty.
How dare you? But yeah, that's what we had back in the days. We didn't have any of the fun ways to get high. We didn't have Flintstone vitamin fucking get you high gummies. We just had, you know, hey, fuck you. Here's a baggie of weed from a questionable source. And hopefully it's not an undercover that'll take you to jail for 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I lived back in the days where smoking weed was illegal. I still smoke weed. It was cool. And now, like, fucking church pastors are smoking weed. And I hate that.
Yeah.
You know, fucking 420 is just an excuse for stoners to get high. Not that they need one. You know, you can be a stoner out there and be like, oh, man, I'm awake and my eyes are open too much. Fucking, you know, hit a bong rip. Ah. Oh, man, I'm at work. Fucking let's go out to the car and fucking smoke a fat one. Yeah. My mom is calling. You know, get me that doob. Oh, man, I'm playing Call of Duty. Let me get a blunt so it's okay for me to say the N-word. Because black people smoke blunts, too, and it's okay. You know, I used to be a stoner as well. And I would say, like, one of my favorite fucking things about being a stoner, all in all, was the food. You know, where I would make food. And I don't remember, like, when my wife was my girlfriend, she would just, like, come in my apartment sometimes unannounced while I'm making some fucking wild concoction of food. You know, it's like bologna's in the microwave. And she's like, I have to talk to you about something. I'm like, oh, God, please don't be pregnant. Like, that's it. That's all I'm asking. Don't fucking be pregnant. Get out of here, Mochi. Shoot. Oh, get up there then. Then get up there, asshole.
Well, she has her extra space now.
Yeah, I fucking spent a bunch of money to give my cat extra space. But, you know, she would, like, come in the door. I'm like, fuck, freaking out. Because I didn't tell her I smoked weed. She had no idea. She was a good little Christian girl.
Okay, no. I was, like, low-key escaping from a really bad situation. I had no idea how any of this shit worked. I was just seeking a hiding place. I apologize. It must have been really... I can't believe you put up with that.
Yeah, I must hit you a few times. But, like, I'd be... You know, making stone soup. and just putting whatever I could find in a pot. I mean, like, you know, water and fucking paprika, that makes a broth. A fucking questionable potato cut up, you know, throw it in there. Get some fucking turkey from the fridge, you know, rip it up and throw it in the pot. And, oh, look, I have an onion. Chop that bitch up, throw it in.
Yeah, you got the basic ingredients of a roux.
And then every once in a while, it would turn out amazing. And then other times, it would not turn out amazing. And the worst is when either A, I would get too stoned to, you know, be cooking and forget about the pot, you know, be too, you know, preoccupied with my pot to, you know, check on the other pot. And I'd have a burnt fucking pot. Or it turned out awful and I just left it in the fridge for months. And I did that with a canned chicken. A whole canned chicken, like a chicken in a can. Fucking poured it in a pot, fucking added some bay leaves and some other horse shit. Turned out awful. Left it in there for like 6 months. And, you know, one of my roommates is like, what is this? Cracked it and like, he's like, what the fuck is this? We ended up taping the fucking pot lid down. We grabbed like just tape that we had in the house or in the apartment. And we just taped that bitch down and threw the entire pot away.
What did it smell like?
Okay, take a fucking dead chicken and then just put it in fucking, you know, pour water and then let it decompose over 6 months. And then you crack the lid on that and it's just, you know, like bacteria thrived in that. They're like, oh, cool. Fucking buffets for years.
Like, what else did it feel like? Like, what was the color? What was the smell?
Oh, we didn't look at the color. We cracked it like a millimeter, and we're like, no. I didn't want to. It's like when you take a massive diarrhea shit, and you just flush it without even standing up.
What did it smell like?
Like death and fucking mold.
That's all I needed.
It smelled like the worst fucking. It smelled bad enough for me to throw like a $25 pot in the garbage without thinking about it. I'm like, I could, you know, save this pot, but it's worth more than $25 to my nose.
Nah.
So we're just going to throw the entire bitch away. I did that with like two other pots. I'm like, no, no. And like my other favorite thing was having high thoughts. Where you have these profound thoughts while on marijuana. Where you're just like sitting there, be like, I wonder if like back in like the Bible days, like getting stoned wasn't actually done with rocks. Like they're just like bring over a big ass bong and make you fucking rip that shit. Oh, you've been disrespectful to your parents. Rip this shit. And like biblical weed was like of biblical proportions. So, like, they had to, like, rip, like, a lot of it. And they're like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Mom. Dad, I love you so much. And that's why they're all so fucking peaceful back in the day.
I recently found out that we started farming marijuana before we started farming potatoes and wheat.
Man, like, that must suck. It's like, man, I'm fucking have the munchies. Does anybody have French fries? What are French fries?
French fries are a blessing to everyone on this
planet. I don't know, but we should make some potatoes and make some French fries. What are potatoes? I don't know either. It's like, I have 93 cents. You know what that means? I don't have enough money for chicken nuggets.
The true horror of life.
But yeah, it's like, and then my friends would look at me and be like, shut up, Alex. Stop trying to use your brain. Then I'd be like, what if everyone in America just stopped paying rent all at once? And like one of my friends would be like, everyone would get evicted. Duh. And it's like, well, wait. Hold up now. See, to get evicted, you have to go through the courts. And every landlord in America would fucking be lining up to get their fucking tenants evicted. And there'd be fucking lines around the fucking building to get into the fucking courthouse to evict your tenant. And, like, they'd have to, like, let the fucking people that are actually there for court come in first. And it would be months or even years before, you know, the courts, you know, get to them. And then, you know, even longer before they can get to us to, you know, issue the fucking eviction verdict.
Having to wait years for a court date has always completely blown my mind. Like, what the fuck is wrong with our society that this situation is happening?
Because sometimes single fucking cases will take multiple fucking days.
Yeah. We should have a rule book that takes much less time.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And for some people, it's great. And for some people, it really fucking sucks because, you know, you'll go to fucking jail and you can't fucking post bail because you're too goddamn poor. And by the time you get to your fucking court appointment, you've already served the amount of time that it would, you know, more time than, you know, would have been for your original crime.
Yeah, it's bullshit. The court system's bullshit. We should have a rule book. 24 hours, either you're good or you're dead.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. But you know,
that's how it should be.
But back to my high thought. It's like, you know, you'd be sitting there for, you know, months, years, or even the rest of your life and never have to fucking pay rent ever again. And by the time they actually fucking do come through with this order, you can get the fuck out of there and you have 10 years of fucking rent saved up and you can go buy a house. And now that the entire housing market has crashed, fucking houses are goddamn dirt cheap. And you can just go to your landlord and be like, hey, you know, you already know that no one else is ever going to fucking pay you rent ever again. I will give you $10,000 right now and you sign over the fucking house to me and you're done with it. You don't ever have to deal with it ever again. And some landlords will go for it. And then you fucking own a house. Or if the fucking bank takes back the house, then you're fucking sitting in that thing and the cycle starts all over again. And so now you have squatter's rights and, you know, go fuck yourself, bank. This is my house. Free. And then my friends would look at me and be like, that's kind of genius, but there's no way it would work. I'm like, yeah, the same thing if everyone committed crimes or if everyone stopped working. Like, the entire system would fucking collapse and all the rich assholes of America would fucking be in financial ruin immediately.
So what do you want? Do you want utopia or do you want world peace?
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
I just don't want there to be 1% of the population that controls 99% of all the fucking money. Like, that's what I want. I want fucking, you know, anytime I see someone that makes $25,000 a year working 40 hours a week, I'm like, that's bullshit. If you're working 40 hours a week, you should be able to, you know, afford, you know, like $4,000 a month, like after taxes. Like, that's what that should be. You know, your base minimum, $4,000 a month after taxes, everyone at least making $50,000 a year.
Well, no, that was the whole point of the agreement, though. Like, 40 hours was supposed to equal enough money to live comfortably.
Yeah, $50,000 a year.
That originally was the deal.
It is enough to live pretty fucking comfortably.
And yet the promise has been broken.
Yep, and that's tough.
Betrayed.
So. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to fucking be able to smoke some weed. But, you know, I have one of them jobs that just does not allow me to fucking smoke weed. Like, the government really wants to know what's inside my pee-pee.
And that makes you a responsible worker. You understand the rules and you will respect the rules.
I don't respect them at all. I think it's a bunch of horse shit. But I have to do what I have to do to fucking keep my job.
Exactly. It's admirable.
Like, you know, I don't respect my boss at all.
So the difference between respecting laws and respecting your boss.
No, respect, like, I have to obey my boss. Whatever my boss says, I have to say yes, sir, and fucking get it done. But I don't respect him.
But respect the laws.
No, I don't have to respect the laws either. I think fucking taxes are fucking theft. You know, but I have to fucking pay the taxes or I have to pay the fucking price of prison. The IRS has the power to do that for some fucking reason.
Money's weird.
Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, but if everyone in America just stopped paying taxes, that too, what are they going to do? There ain't shit they can. Oh, you know, everyone just stopped paying taxes? Oh, no. I guess the government just fucking collapses immediately. Or all the rich people have to step up and start paying hella hard.
That's why they have it like an hourly wage. Like, it automatically comes unless, like, you...
You can fucking claim 10 on your taxes.
Huh?
You can claim whatever you want on your taxes. So you can be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking claim 10 on my taxes. And then they don't take out any tax.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know that.
Hey, people. You know, if you all want to, if everyone in America fucking hears this podcast, like this is the only one they hear, stop paying your taxes. If everyone in America does it, there ain't shit they can do. They can, you know, go up and fucking suck our nuts. You know, fucking people will start getting arrested, but it's going to be a long fucking road. And, you know, the lines around the fucking building for the fucking, you know, evictions and, you know, now the IRS trying to convict people. Oh, man, it's going to be fucking backed up courts for fucking years. And by the time your fucking court appearance happens, guess what? It's 150 years down the road and you're dead. Doesn't matter anymore. Oh. Yeah, and the economy of the entire United States would fucking collapse too. It'd be bad. We'd be like a third world country over here. Because guess what? You know, the roads are no longer getting fixed. You know, refineries aren't getting money. No one gives a shit anymore. You know, it'll be anarchy for sure, and fucking weak people will die.
They've only fixed part of the roads that I drive to commute to work. They're fixed, like, parts of it. It's so weird. Like, they're not just, like, repaving it from, like, the beginning to the end. They're just done, like, patches, and it's like, but the whole road needs to be done. It's awful.
Yeah, no, they're... Fucking Colorado Springs... road construction crews are fucking goddamn brain dead. They fucking look for the most retarded people they possibly can. It's like, oh yeah, I have my college degree in engineering or whatever, and you know, civil engineering, and I can be a huge asset. They're like, ugh, no, get out of here, nerd. And it's like just like a bunch of football jocks just, you know, running the entire thing. They're a bunch of fucking idiots. I hate them all. But I honestly think I'm the only one that I know that does not smoke weed.
Well, I mean, you really can't. It's not that you don't want to.
Yeah, at this point, you know, I can take it or leave it, you know. Like, if someone's like, hey, you know, now you can smoke weed as a truck driver, I'll be like, I don't care anymore. I'm already over the fucking hump. I'm back to virgin lungs again.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah. I was listening to this song, and it's, like, the stupidest song ever. And I don't know if it's Taylor Swift or not, but, like, it was talking about, like, how I used to be crazy, but that was when I was young. I'm sorry, you're old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so crazy.
Babe.
What?
Is the RV your midlife crisis?
So, okay. you can't just bring up shit like that in the middle of a podcast without fucking bringing in, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm having my high thought.
She is having her... My wife, yes, you know, is celebrating, you know, 420 the right way.
I am indeed. Thank you.
So the other day, I was doing some substances because I'm not a saint and I don't give a shit, but these ones are not detectable. And I had a thought, like, I'm in my backyard. Are you farting over there?
No, I'm laughing so hard I'm snorting, so I'm trying to cover my nose.
So, you know, I'm like going through my backyard. I'm like, how can I make this area fucking bitchin'? And so I'm like looking at, like, I have like a lean-to half a shed. And I'm like, well, what if I fucking complete that shit? You know, if I make it under 200 square feet, I can, you know, not have to have a permit. And I can do that for about $3,000. And I'm like getting excited. I'm like, and I can put a fucking RV over here, and I can put a pizza oven over here, and I can do this and this and this and this. And like the fucking, you know, the total cost of this shit's like racking up, and it's above like $10,000 at this point. But I'm like, oh man, this would be fucking great. That way, you know, if I have someone that, you know, wants to come stay over here, you know, for, you know, amount of time, you know, because I have like a bunch of cousins like getting into college or whatever. You know, and I'm sure I'm going to have, like, you know, the next generation of fucking people. It's like, cool, yeah, you can come fucking stay over here. But, you know, like, I look at it like that. I'm like, how cool would it be to be ready for the fucking future, to actually have shit? Instead of spending all your fucking money on DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats, you know, it's like, oh, cool. I can fucking, you know, save up a few of those and fucking go get myself an RV. And right now is a perfect time to get an RV. It's a fucking buyer's market. I can go get a half decent RV, a little 22-foot RV for like $3,000. You know, get a U-Haul, fucking bring it over here. And then get a little dolly, like a battery powered dolly, to fucking move it exactly where I want it.
Babe,
what?
It's okay that your Maserati is an RV. I still get to laugh at it.
No, that's not it at all. And I've never wanted a Maserati.
I mean, who does, honestly?
Fucking,
like, does anybody really want a Maserati? Courtney, yeah. Do you want a Maserati?
She's not black.
Really. Wait, so I'm not allowed to like a Maserati if I'm not black?
Well, it's like Lambos, too.
What the fuck is the difference?
They're different fucking vehicles altogether.
Like, they're just flatter, right? And they have, like, that M humps in the back. And that's what makes them cool.
Well, Lamborghini was originally a tractor company. And fucking Lamborghini.
Oh, they moved up in life. Fuck yeah.
No, he went over to Ferrari and he's like, hey, you know, I want a Ferrari or something like that. And he's like, fuck you. And he's like, fine, I'll just make a better one than you. And he did. It's like, if you know, that's a lesson learned, rich people. Be nice to people that you think are poor because they might just make something bigger and better than you ever could.
So who makes the Maserati?
Maserati makes Maserati.
So it's his own company.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about cars, okay?
I'm sure it's like some other fucking company, like Toyota makes Maserati, but...
Like, sometimes car names mean company names, and sometimes company names mean car names. And it's difficult for me to differentiate.
Yeah, fucking 2007... Maserati is $20,000, but a 2023 Maserati MC20, $250,000. But yeah, no, it's its own fucking like Trident fucking car company. Who owns Maserati?
Stellantis. According to Scottsdale Maserati, now that you know where Maserati is made, you may be wondering who owns the company. Maserati is owned by Stellantis.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool. So it's a bunch of fucking foreign companies. You know, honestly, I would never spend $250,000 on a vehicle.
So Maserati is a co-op?
They're all co-ops. Everything is a co-op. Fucking,
what's a co-op again?
A cooperative. Where fucking two fucking companies, you know, own the same shit. It's like Nestle owning like most of everything that is.
Okay, like, so when I hear co-op, I see it as a group of individuals owning the company together.
That's not at all how it works. Yeah, like a co-op, you know, like when you see like, you know, Basin Co-op or fucking, you know, Del Norte Co-op or whatever, any of these other fucking co-ops, you know, yes, fucking all the members of the co-op technically, you know, own it, and you know, some of them put in time and work there or whatever. You know, it can work, but it doesn't. It's like, hey, you're a fucking member here. It's like, imagine if you got like a membership at like Costco and like they gave you, you know, ownership of the company.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, no, we're never going to own a Maserati.
Well, yeah, I'll crash it immediately.
Oh, you'd never drive it.
Exactly. I'd walk by it and it would instantly crash into something.
See, like, I want to fucking get, you know, like a Freightliner or like a I don't even think Peterbilt makes a bus. Now I have to fucking find out. Because that, like, if Peterbilt makes buses, I want one. Peterbilt bus. Oh, they do. Holy shit. Well, not really.
Eyebrows.
Pegasus bus introduces Atlas models using Peterbilt chassis.
Pegasus?
It's just a bus company.
Wait, is Pegasus Greek or Latin?
I don't fucking know.
It's Greek, so it's Pegasus. It's not Pegasi.
Oh, God.
But no, they don't. Annoying. What? How are we annoying? She's annoying. I'm just going off on fucking tangents right now before I get into the news. Because I don't have that many news stories. Let's jump into the news. Because are you high right now, Courtney?
I wish. I'm just tired.
Oh.
I just have to do stuff after this.
Oh, dumb. Scientists push a new paradigm of animal consciousness saying insects may be sentient. No, they're not. So pretty much scientists are coming out and saying fucking insects might have a consciousness.
They do have consciousness.
No, they don't. None of them do.
What do you define as conscious thought?
Fucking anything above, you know, I want to fuck, I want to eat, I want to sleep, I want to die. Like, if you have more than those four fucking thoughts, consciousness.
Interesting. Continue.
It's fucking brilliant, right?
So how have they supposedly proved that?
Well, that's what I'm reading.
Everything has consciousness.
Nearly 40 researchers signed the New York Declaration on Animal Consciousness, which at first was presented at a conference in New York University on Friday morning. It marks a pivotal moment as a flood of research on animal cognition collides and debates on how various species ought to be treated. Treat them all the fucking same. It's fine.
Now this is good and cool. This is science helping the veterinary.
The declaration
world.
Says that there is strong scientific support that birds and mammals have conscious experience and a realistic probability of consciousness for all vertebrates, including reptiles, amphibians, and fish, that possibly extends to many creatures without backbones. It adds such as insects, decapod crustaceans, including crabs and lobsters, cephalopod mollusks like squids and octopus and cuttlefish.
Anything above a sponge, I consider to be sentient.
While there is a realistic probability of consciousness experience in animals, it is irresponsible to ignore the possibility and decisions affecting that animal. We should consider the welfare risks and use evidence to inform our responses to these risks. So essentially, they want to fucking give, you know, all these animals rights. This is the fucking woke culture going way too fucking far.
This is a scientific study. This is, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, but they'll take the scientific study and be like, well, now fucking octopuses have consciousnesses, so you have to let them out into the ocean.
Everyone already knows octopuses have consciousness.
It doesn't. It wants to eat, sleep, fuck, and die. Like, fucking that gorilla that Robin Williams met.
The actor?
Yeah, the actor. There's like a Coco the gorilla. It like knew sign language and shit.
Uh-huh.
It's very smart. Consciousness. It was sad that Robin Williams died. Would an octopus be sad if you died? No, not at all.
Okay, an octopus will not feel sympathy towards you, but it will feel sympathy towards another member of its own species. And that implies empathy.
Dogs? Yeah, they have consciousness. Cats? Yes, they have consciousness. Because they can be sad. You know, something other than eating, sleeping, fucking, and dying.
Yeah. Multiple animals have shown signs of grieving after the passing of a member of their group.
Yeah, but have insects? Never once has an insect been like, I'm going to cry a little fly tear.
They haven't done studying, which is why they're proposing this as a declaration.
So, yep, hopefully this doesn't fucking take off. Up next, parents of Olympians will be given heart monitors at the games this summer. There's no dearth of entertainment to be had at the Olympics, blah, 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 blah. I just imagine then they're like, hey, you guys are all old as shit, and you're going to get too excited when your son wins or loses. Oh, they want to show the parents' excitement.
Yeah, what else would it be for?
So they don't die?
No!
So, yeah, so they're pretty much taking...
this is cool as fuck!
I thought they're just like making sure the parents don't get too excited and have a stroke. So yeah, now they're giving all the parents a fucking heart monitor to see how fucking excited they are for their kid. Oh my God, your parents are so excited. Look at their heart rate. Zero. Oh no.
No, tapping into empathy has been a very modern current trend on social media, and they are, if you excuse me, tapping into this.
Well,
this has become very popular on social media.
Talking about empathy, John Wayne Bobbitt. I don't know if you remember this dude. He's the one that his wife cut off his penis and threw it into a field. And then he found the penis that got thrown into the field. And they reattached it and he did porn afterwards.
Even worse. Porn part, no. But the fact that it got reattached is...
Got reattached and it looks fine. There's like a scar.
There's pictures of it?
Oh, yeah. There's porn of it.
Okay, well, I want to see a picture of his dick.
Oh, fine.
That's the important bit. I want to see if there is...
We literally watched the porn on this podcast.
Pull it up.
John Wayne Bobbitt's penis. So, like, that's his penis after it was cut off. It was just, like, the tip. Let's see. John Wayne Bobbitt's penis reattached. Just give me the fucking image of it.
There are surgical videos?
I'm sure there is.
Oh, my
God. There's his fucking, you know, Franken penis. You know, John Wayne Bobbitt uncut.
Okay, we need to watch this.
We literally watched, like, the entire fucking porn. Like, you know, he just, like, has a scar, like, you know, kind of, like, halfway through. It's not, like, too fucking crazy.
I want to see the scar.
John Wayne Bobbitt's porn. God fucking damn it.
I like how Google, like, starred out the word porn.
Of course it did. I don't know why it would. There's his penis.
Okay, can you enlarge it?
Enter.
Yes. Yes, we are of 18 age or older.
I don't imagine Courtney wants to see it.
Oh my god, this is old ass porn.
But yeah, it's an old ass fucking porn. And
everything.
Yeah, yeah. You don't,
this is good porn.
Let me fucking get it for you.
This is a good style porn.
Starring John Wayne Bobbitt. Yeah, there.
Yeah.
There's his penis. You can see a little scar there.
Wow. It kind of just looks like a rubber band.
Did he get something, or what did he do?
No, his wife cut his penis off.
For a good reason.
Oh, my God.
You can just see, like, just a little scar.
It's all punchy around the scar. That's hilarious.
I love how he's soft while the nurse is sucking his dick.
Oh, my God. That's always the worst when it's like they're doing their part and the dick is not. It's like, come on. Poor dude.
You can tell she's really just setting. Not into it at all.
Oh, yeah. No, totes.
She's just like, try. She's like, just get wet. Yeah.
Deciding what she's going to pick up from the grocery store on the way home.
Oh, like, that's cool. This fucking, like, gives me, like, you know,
oh
scenes.
My god, it's kind of like that lava lamp shape now, where it kind of like bulges in the middle and then goes back up to being narrow.
But are you happy with seeing John Wayne Bobbitt's penis now?
I am very happy with seeing the scar. This is the best thing ever. This is the best thing on the podcast so far.
There you go. John Wayne Bobbitt's penis.
I'm so happy.
If you want to fucking look it up, it's on spankbang.com.
It would be better if it was SpankBang.
Of course not.
Oh.
But yeah, so John Wayne Bobbitt, you know, got his penis chopped off, you know, the whole
when
background.
Did he die? Like,
he's alive.
Death? He's alive?
He's alive, yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, fucking, he got his penis fucking cut off like 30 years ago. He was young. He was like 20. He's like 50 now. He's a dad's age.
Wait, he was a teenager when it happened?
He was like 20.
Oh, okay. Still teenager, technically.
Let me see. How old is John Wayne Bobbitt? 57 years old.
Good God.
Yeah, he's not even that fucking old. Yeah, he's...
What do you mean he's not even that fucking old?
He's not even that fucking old.
He's old as shit.
But...
He's bald. He's got like the sad like leprechaun like beard going on.
Yeah,
it's not a good look. It's not a good look. I'm sorry.
But so John Wayne Bobbitt fucking lost all of his toes due to fucking toxic water at Camp Lejeune. I don't even know where the fuck that is.
I don't know.
I assume it's in fucking Florida. Let's see. Nope. It's in North Carolina. So yeah, he's in North Carolina. There is some fucking bacteria in the water and he lost all his fucking toes.
Okay, besides the alligator, the Everglades, is there any difference between Florida and any of the northeast coast, starting with New Jersey going down?
Yeah, there's a bunch of differences.
Like what? Temperature?
Fucking Florida's full of a bunch of old swingers. Georgia's full of a bunch of fucking black people. And, you know, it goes from there.
They all get hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of them. So, yeah, fucking, you know, he lost his penis, got it reattached. Lost all his toes. I don't think they're coming back. Sorry, bud. On to the next story. Because we got to keep it moving. Wrong couple gets divorced after solicitor clicks wrong button.
Oh, my God. Oh, so stupid.
A London law firm admits to the error, but judge says it's final and order cannot be overturned. So apparently, there is a couple, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, you know, fucking generic London name. They're married for 21 years until they are separated in 2023. Solicitors at the London firm Vardas, headed by Aisha Vardas.
Last name is owner.
Yeah. The self-styled diva of divorce. Jesus. Used a portal to mistakenly apply the final order for the couple who were still attempting to agree to financial arrangements for their split.
Oh, so they were in the process of getting divorced.
Sir Andrew McFarlane, Andy McFarlane, the president of the family division, explained the lawyers had intended to apply for a divorce for another client, but inadvertently opened the electronic case in a Williams versus Williams and proceeded to apply for a final order in that case.
Oh my God.
So apparently, he said the online system operated with its now customary speed and granted the order divorcing the Williamses within 21 minutes. So,
that's so weird and stupid sometimes.
So yeah, there is another Williams case and fucking they're like, whoops, and just fucking divorced those people. I don't know why the fucking London government's way quicker than the US government. But it's like, yeah, here you go. You're fucking divorced now. And I like to imagine that those people were like super like happy. And they're like, sorry, this isn't your wife. What do you mean it's not my wife? You've been divorced. What? When? How?
It just really depends. I mean, there's certain ways that to make going... getting the divorce faster.
Well, I mean, I assume like the wife loved it because she's like, we get to get married again.
Breaks. No, it said they were in the process of getting divorced as well.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a different Williams family. Doesn't matter. Yeah, today I learned you can.
So, if you guys wanted to get a divorce, you guys have to be. You have to wait 6 months.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm all good on that.
Yeah, no, fuck that noise. It's too much work. Either way, I might as well stick with what I've got.
Last story of the night: student missing out on prom after bringing bag of chips to school. Montgomery County. A local high school student will miss out on her senior prom after getting suspended over bringing a bag of corn chips to school. As reported on News Center 7 at 5 o'clock, Miami Valley Career Technology Center prohibits bringing this kind of snack to school because a teacher is severely allergic to an ingredient. Hey, teachers, if you're severely allergic, just pick a different fucking profession. I know you want to help the kids and all. Get something different. Bring an EpiPen. Amber Guy's daughter, Allie, is a senior. Allie Guy. Oh, that's a terrible name.
It is.
Is a senior at Miami Valley Career Technology Center. Set to graduate in December. That's early.
I don't know when high schoolers graduate.
June. Her hometown is in West Carrollton. Guy said someone gave Allie the talkie chips on the school bus, and she was hungry, so she ate them. Allie didn't finish the chips. Guy said Allie brought the bag inside the building, but there are only two chips left. When she finished the remaining chips, Allie threw the bag of chips away and went to class. The school principal called her down to the office and at that point asked if she had ate the chips. She said yes. And then they suspended her for 5 days.
What the fuck?
Due to the suspension at the Miami Valley Career Technology Center, Guy said it's Wes Carlton's policy to not allow her to attend the prom either.
What the fuck?
For her, it was a big deal. She probably tried on 50 dresses before she picked the right dress. It's probably her only prom she'd be able to get to before she graduates in December. They're taking away a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for her. And then schools wonder why they get shot up.
You only get to go princess dress shopping for so many things in your life.
It's
a shame.
How about just this? Go fucking kill that teacher. The fucking problem solves itself. Throw a fucking hot dog throw a corn dog in his face. Fuck you. God wants you dead.
So what are they allergic to?
Corn.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, what? I don't even understand
why
suspension is a punishment.
Like, that seems kind of overboard. Like,
it is overboard.
It's like saying you can't have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You shouldn't be in that profession.
Yeah, that's exactly what I started this whole thing out with. You know, get the fuck out of the profession if you cannot fucking, be around it. It's like, if you're allergic to fucking, anything, you cannot work in a kitchen. Yet people will be like, I'm allergic to fucking dairy. And then they'll work in a kitchen and be like, why did this happen to me? Go fucking work, in Alaska or some shit. Go work in some, remote area where you control everything. Go do some remote work. What?
I work in the medical field and I'm allergic to latex.
Yeah, and then you fucking work around it. If someone accidentally touches you with their latex, you're not like, well, we can't have any latex in the building because I'm allergic to it.
Yeah, no, I don't make a big deal. As long as it's just a rash, nothing more, I don't make a big deal of it. But if it gets worse, then I have to get workers' comp for it, and I can't hide it.
Yeah, how about this? You fucking, quarantine the fucking You quarantine the fucking dorks inside their own area. And it's like, hey, you have to stay in this fucking area. And whoever fucking snitched on this girl, you're a bitch. You should get the shit beaten out of you.
Yeah, snitches do get snitches.
You should
snitches.
Fucking get stomped the fuck out. And this teacher should die too.
Wait, so it's banned totally from the school?
Yeah, banned totally from the school.
That just seems so stupid.
Yeah.
So yeah, now lawyers are going to get involved. The fucking school is going to lose even more money over this whole fucking thing. And then someone's going to find some... all the girl has to do is say, this teacher touched me. The guy's gone. He's fucking gone. That's it. That's all she has to do. This teacher touched me. It's a fucked up thing to do, but it's like... Hey, guess what? Now your fucking career's gone because you wanted to fuck around and find out. I hate fucking people like this. If you're allergic to something, stay away from it. I'm allergic to getting shot in the fucking head. I don't go to areas where I get shot in the fucking head.
So for people who have the need for EpiPens, every time they get an exposure, it increases the effect of their reaction. Like, every single exposure makes it more deadly to them.
Yeah.
Which is why this can be an issue. But also, I agree with you, that person should be taking better cautions than a kid having fucking snacks
so,
on the bus.
I fucking, go to Durango all the time, and I have a few friends. I have one that's allergic to strawberries. I have one that's allergic to fucking dairy severely and gluten, and red 40 food dye. I have, friends that are allergic to all that shit. They know what they're allergic to. They stay away from it. Just because you have a corn chip doesn't mean it's going to spread in the air and fucking find you and go attack you. That's not how fucking food allergens work. And if you are that fucking severely allergic to where if a fucking empty bag of chips is going to fucking kill you in the room over, you do not get to be outside. Just go fucking die in a corner, please. Go fucking die in a corner. We don't need you on Earth. We don't need your pussy ass fucking muddying up the jeans.
Did you go to prom?
No.
Courtney, did you go to prom?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
I mean, I went to a fucking couple of school dances. They're lame as fuck. But still, it's something that this girl was looking forward to. And it's like, hey, guess what? You know, you fucking fucked up something for, you know, this girl. She's going to fucking take it the fuck out on you.
So
get ready for fucking...
how to dance. It's so odd. What do they expect them to do?
Get ready for retribution, teacher. Your fucking life is over. Watch your back for the rest of your fucking life.
Eh.
If this was my daughter, I'd fucking go kill that teacher. And the principal. Fuck it. Okay, here you go. Bang, bang. There. Now you're all dead. This is why I don't have kids. Because I'd be wildly overprotective of them. And if someone, you know, is like, oh, my kid made a fucking mistake. Or I just, you know, find every opportunity to snitch on him. I would find a way to fucking sneak meth inside the principal's car and have him fucking, like, just sent to prison forever. Like,
if I had a kid, I'd keep it on a leash and harness in public for as long as I could possibly do so.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a full-grown adult and you know what you're allergic to, just stay away from it. Simple. You know, if that girl came in and fucking like, hey, Mr. Teacher, you're allergic to these, and fucking wiped them in his face, then yeah, fucking suspend that bitch for 5 days and take away fucking prom. But she came into the building and threw away a fucking empty bag of chips. Suck a dick. Quit fucking punishing fucking people. This is why fucking, you know, bad things happen. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
This is where serial killers fucking get their start. This is like the fucking, you know, first episode in fucking, you know, any crime show.
If you found out I was a serial killer, would you still love me?
It depends on why you were a serial killer.
The why matters?
Mm-hmm, yeah, the why matters a lot.
So what if I just hurt certain people because I wanted to eat them after they were dead?
I would be like, no.
No?
But
you
if you're like...
anymore?
But if you're like, I kill these people because they drive slow in the fast lane, or I kill these people because they're pedophiles, or I kill these people because they're rapists, or I kill these people, you know, for...
I don't want to have a cause behind me killing people. I just want to eat people that look attractive.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can, you know, vibe with that. Sorry.
Fucking weird, Alex.
Mm.
Yeah, you are.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a cannibal. I will not feel shame for my desire to eat human flesh.
Oh my god.
All right. So let's get into some relationship advice. This one's by Throwaway. My fiance, 23 female, wants to call off our wedding because I, 26 male, would save my 3-year-old niece before her dogs in a hypothetical fire. How can I explain to her my reasoning? I recently got engaged to my fiance about 2 months ago. Boo. Everything was fine until 2 days ago. She has 2 dogs and a cat. She loves them and essentially sees them as her fur babies. I like them too. I like pets in general, but not to the extent of calling them my kids or anything like that. I personally find it ridiculous, but it's harmless. So, whatever. My sister has a 3-year-old who literally adores me. She was always so excited to see me, and I get her gifts from time to time. My sister and her husband were going to an event, and they left her with me and my fiancé for a few hours. She, I, and my fiancé, that's not how you do that, were watching a movie. We're watching iMovie, and the subject of fire rescue comes up. For some awkward reason, she asked me if there's a fire, who would I save first? Her... my niece or her dogs. I told her I'd do my best to save the two of them, her and my niece, and I'd put my own life at risk to save them. She said, what about the dogs? I told them I would try and save them, but her and my niece come first. That's not even close. She got mad and started saying, I'm putting my niece above my own family. I told her, I don't know what our logic is, but there's no way I'd put the dogs, as much as I like them, above my niece, a little human being who I share 25% of my DNA with. She then started saying, I know how much her dogs mean to her, and then if I loved her, I would value them as much as I value her. I told her I value her a lot more than she can imagine, but when it comes to saving my niece or the dogs, there is no ambiguity. It's always going to be my niece. She even mentioned how I should save the dogs before her. I told her the only other being I would put before her is our child, when we have one. Otherwise, I would always save her before her pets. She's been giving me a hard time and acting different with the dogs. I used to feed the dogs every morning, but now she rushes to do it, so I don't do it. She takes them on walks by herself without telling me and is essentially trying to take me out of the equation when it comes to the dogs. I talked to her about it yesterday, and she says she's not sure she wants to marry me anymore because I don't value her fur babies.
This bitch is crazy!
Oh, man, you got fucking let off easy. Break up with her, dude.
This bitch is crazy. Okay, as a person in the veterinary field, in this kind of situation, you should always rescue the human over the pet. Like, that's our stance in the veterinary field, is human life, at the end of the day, comes over animal life.
See, what you do is you give her something equally ridiculous. You know, just...
This bitch is crazy.
No, just be like, hey, babe, so if there was a fire, would you save me or my PS5 first? It's like, of course I'd save you. Not my PS5. You should always save my PS5 first. Like, even if I die, my PS5 gets to live. Oh. And then she's like, oh, that's ridiculous. It's like, so is saving your fucking dogs.
This bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
Opie is saving himself from a whole lot of shit.
I understand, you know, loving your cat. Like, I enjoy my cat wherever the fuck it is. She's probably up in her little cubby.
She's in her new cubby that her daddy made for her.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't fucking give birth to her. Like, that'd be horrifying if you're, like, in the fucking delivery room. You're like, it is a baby... cat.
Someone's daddy's little princess.
You actually see her up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I like my cat, and I'll fucking do, you know, nice things for her, but if there's, like, a fire, I mean, like, I'll open the door. I'm like, get out! There's a fire! And if she can't figure it out from there, then I'm like, oh, shit, she died. Darwin Award for that one. I'd save my computer over my cat. Like that, that seems evil. Like, on the fucking surface, that seems evil. Saving my computer over my cat.
You're allowed to have your own priorities.
I'd save my guns, my computer, my PS5, and, then maybe my cat. Then you. And then maybe your cats.
I want to die with my cats.
So, Alex, by the time you've gotten everything that you wanted, Alex will have gotten her wish.
She's like, the house is like already on fire. I'm like kicking through walls. I gotta save my guns. The bullets are going off in the guns. No!
It doesn't really go off, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I've met several people with glass eyes because they decided to throw 22s into a fire. It is 100% a thing that happens.
I want comments.
On this?
Yes. I want to hear everyone.
She's not mature enough to get married. I don't think she's mature enough for a houseplant. My concern is she'd rescue her dogs before me.
She's crazy.
She's doing you a massive favor, letter.
Yes.
The fact that she wants to break up with you over an unlikely hypothetical situation means she is not mature enough to get married, and probably you too, for that matter.
Yep.
If you interviewed every person you met for the next 20 years, you'd probably never meet a single one who had decided to save a pet over a human. But this is a reason for both of you to dig in your heels and blow your relationship over it. Okay, maybe it's not a maturity thing. Maybe it has more to do with a hypothetical fire. I mean, you know, she is 23 and you are 26.
They're still babies.
Little babies. And getting married at that young of an age is a dumb thing to do.
It's a 50-50.
I don't know how long you've been fucking in a relationship. But I assume it's like a year or something stupid like that.
Hopefully at least that long before getting engaged.
People these days are dumb as fuck. Yeah, so OP, sorry, fucking... Either, you know, sit down and have a real fucking heart-to-heart with her, or, you know, sit down and break her heart for her. I mean, sucks. Yeah,
so weird.
This bitch is crazy!
Here's another crazy one. It's from Two Hot Takes. Edit, I am not a door... Or, this is by Little London 696. Edit, I am not a doormat. I find it rather cruel. A few of you had said that. I agree. I agreed on our children's names before they were born. I need advice on how to handle it without breaking his heart and being respectful and tactful. But also showing him this isn't a good idea. Also, I did love his mother. Blah, 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 blah. My partner lost his mother in March, suddenly. She took her breathing tube out of her nose to blow it, probably because she was half asleep and forgot to put it back, and she drifted away. Oh, that sucks. When she was found, it was too late. It was peaceful and honestly the way I'd want to go, with nothing but peace and comfort. I found out I was pregnant 7 months prior. We had a name picked out. After her passing, he decided to take it upon himself to change our child's name to her name. You know, when a person gives a name, you know, when a person's name gives such a bad taste in your mouth, that's what she did to this name. She wasn't a horrible person per se, but she wasn't the best. She had her moments, where she was the most wonderful, but most of the time, and please don't take this the wrong way, I hate to talk about the dead, but she was a monster-in-law. She wouldn't take care of herself. She would get taken to the hospital to get attention from her children, get back in good health, and get sent home when things returned to normal. And the attention would suffice, and she would do it all over again. She needed her children's sole attention, always. She needed to feel important, wanted, and needed. And it made me feel bad and honestly broke my heart that she felt she needed to do all this to get attention. Now she is gone. As much as I love her and miss her, and believe me, I do not want that name associated with our child. I don't want to think about it every time I talk to our child. I don't want the stigma I have towards that name to be forced on our child. We have actually argued over it. I've tried to compromise by making it a middle name. I've tried to add a name to it so it's one whole name, but he won't budge. I have told him we have a name already. He won't budge. I'm at a point where I want to leave him, and it's being forced into me, and I don't want it. I want our child to have a name that has nothing to do with anyone we know. Our son has his stepdad's name as a middle name. Our daughter has his grandma's name as a middle name, and our oldest has his stepdad's mother's name as... Oh, hey, Mo. As a first name, I want this child to have something simplistic and beautiful. I don't want to be reminded of someone that's so toxic to herself and ate away at others. Can someone give me advice on what to do? Please, I'm at a loss. Honestly, I don't want to do this with him anymore because how he's acting. I caved with every other child, but I cannot and will not cave. I love the name that's already chosen. Keep the name. Dump the guy.
Oh, OP, I'm sorry. You're kind of a doormat. It's going to take so much energy to enforce this boundary. You've given away far too much. It's going to be rough. I wish you every good luck I have in my soul. May you persevere. You deserve to.
Oh my.
Yeah, I mean, OP, it truly does suck for you. But you know, just pick no.
And yeah. I don't mean to be mean to OP, but OP needs to understand the truth in front of her. And then she can be allowed to make a decision. I mean, decision is always hers, but it's better to have more information.
Well, she says she's not a doormat. And
people who say that are doormats.
Well, they can see where other people are coming from.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have multiple children with this man. And it's really not in your best interest to leave him. And you got to realize that your husband is grieving. Because as much as you didn't care for that woman was still his mother, still his mommy, even if you didn't, you know, enjoy her.
Exactly. So you agree OP is a doormat?
No.
No, you're speaking from her partner's perspective, agreeing that she is a doormat.
Well, no, her husband is fucking grieving at the death of, you know, his mother.
I know.
And so, you know, kind of like give it more time and then just be like, you know, hey, it's this or nothing. And Mochi, get off my fucking keyboard. Get. Or go back up there. Mochi, fuck off. But yeah, this it truly sucks for you, OP. If it was me and I was somehow pregnant, you know, 7 months and was about to give birth in 2 months, just be like, hey, we're going to put a pin in this. We already had a name fucking picked out. We're not going to give it your mom's name because your mom was kind of a bitch. And
families are difficult.
And if he's like, I don't want to do this, you know, right now. It's like, yeah, you can do the middle name. You know, you can call our daughter that. You know, you can call our daughter whatever the fuck you want.
Doormat.
But, you know, her legal name is going to be this. Just put your foot down. The worst that happens is that you get 100% custody of all the kids and he loses everything. He loses his wife, his mom, and all of his kids.
The percentiles are against you, but I wish you good luck.
Yeah, hopefully he gets over his grieving phase and it's like, you know, okay, yeah, that was silly. I'm sorry. And you have a big, long fucking marriage and you never have to deal with a divorce lawyer, but... That is it. Yeah, we're out of time anyway. Am I the asshole was, am I the asshole for not telling my brother about my mom's, about our mom's death because he didn't answer the phone? So.
Grief is never.
I have to know this one now.
Predictable.
Yeah, just read it. Just, it's on Am I the Asshole. It's like near the top. It was 6 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
I'll read it after the fucking podcast.
Okay.
That way, you know, the podcast doesn't go too long. But thank you all so much for being here. Thank you all so much for listening. Sorry about last week being a fucking whole ass train wreck. That sucked. But we are back up on the horse after we fell off and got dragged fucking 100 feet.
Yeah.
Beneath the sea.
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and all that bullshit. Alex the Truck. I'm everywhere. Don't really post anything. Don't really give a shit. I might post my latest fucking clip up there because I think I did pretty good and I got a lot of fucking kudos for it. It's one that I did like 4 fucking times. And I did a little bit of the fucking next fucking set I'm gonna do at the top of this episode, so I might even fucking post that if that goes well. See, here's the thing with comedians. If our fucking set eats shit, we don't post it. We're just like, yep. Delete that, gone forever, goodbye.
Why?
Because it's awful.
No, the mistakes are important.
Like, we'll watch it, but we're not going to fucking post it. We're not going
to. It's really cool to watch someone evolve from, like, being, from starting. To,
what,
like,
so you want me to just, like, post, craft. Like, every fucking thing I have on, you know, my YouTube page and just be like, hey, here's
it's
every
fucking. To watch people improve.
Here's every fucking set I've ever done.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen people's first fucking sets. I've seen that a lot. And some of them are okay. None of them were like, holy shit, that's the funniest fuck. You should be a millionaire with your first set. Holy fuck. Never. So, but that's it. We'll see you all next week. Bye.
See ya.